Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as the Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill speaking to you from the Pentagon. A visitor to the Pentagon once said, "This isn't a building. It's a giant brain with nerve ends that reach from Korea to the Mediterranean." An apt description, indeed. You could put the Queen Mary and the Empire State Building or the Washington Monument within its five walls. But day in and day out, more than 30,000 inhabitants carry on routine business and manage miraculously to find their way up and down ramps which take the place of elevators, around the hub-like ring to numbered corridors which stretch for 17 and a half miles. And like any other community of that size, the Pentagon has its vital statistics. Attempted suicide, natural deaths, even several births. Since most of us are used to making right-angle turns, it's easy for a stranger to get confused in this building of oblique and partial turns. As in the case of a young senator, Dean Edwards, who's been making his way up to the office of Lieutenant Colonel Atkins.
I beg your pardon.
Yes?
Am I anywhere within flying distance of Lieutenant Colonel Atkins' office?
You must be Senator Edwards.
Oh, I am. Or at least I was still a senator when I came in here.
Well, how are you, Senator? I'm Lieutenant Colonel Atkins. I've given you up. This is my office here. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Did you get lost, Senator?
I must have made a wrong turn somewhere along the line.
Oh, sit down, Senator. You must be tired.
Thanks. I don't know what happened to my sense of direction, but after today, I believe the legends I've heard about this building.
Such as the one about the famous French general who escaped from two Nazi prisons but had to send for a policeman to get him out of the Pentagon.
I'll buy that story. Now, for the purpose of my visit, Colonel, I've had a barrage of letters from constituents urging me to intervene in the matter of the removal of veterans at Westlake Hospital.
But the North Beach Hospital, where they are to be transferred, is better equipped and well-staffed.
Oh, I'm sure of that. But you see, most of these patients are paraplegics. According to the medical staff at Westlake, it's unsound for their mental as well as physical health to move them now. Believe me, Colonel, I'm not trying to meddle. It's just that I'm inclined to accept those opinions as valid.
Well, naturally. And I quite understand your personal interest in this matter because Westlake Hospital happens to be in your home state.
Well, that's beside the point. I'd be just as concerned regardless of its geographical location.
Certainly. But let me save you a lot of valuable time and energy by assuring you that there is nothing to be done. This is an economic measure. There are so many new beds needed in other vicinities that we have to cut down along the line, as in this case, where North Beach Hospital can absorb these patients. The money we save by closing Westlake Veterans Hospital will help in a small measure toward all these new hospitals.
But not at the price of other patients' health. Surely in this one instance...
Excuse me. Hello? Oh, yes. Well, I'm tied up now, but... hold on, will you? I do want to take that matter up immediately.
I won't take up any more of your time, Colonel.
Well, this is rather pressing. Just a moment. Hello, Thomas. Hold on, will you? Senator, why don't you see Major General Pearson? Perhaps he can help you.
Thank you. I'll do that. And thanks for your time. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello, Thomas. I had Senator Edwards here about the Westlake Veterans Hospital. Seems there's a lot of pressure back there. Do you think you could see your way clear to holding off on that one spot? Yes, I know, but... Well, do as you see fit, of course. You will anyway. But I'll tell you one thing. You may find that this young Senator Edwards will not be so easy to discourage. Very well. But remember, I warned you.
Senator Edwards' office.
Hello, Ginger. Senator in?
Oh, Judge Parker. No, Senator Edwards is at the Pentagon.
Then he is going into that Westlake Hospital matter.
Oh, you know the Senator, Judge Parker. But he should be back soon. If he isn't, I'd better start sending up flares. You also know the Pentagon.
Well, ask him to call me when he gets in, will you?
Yes, sir. Goodbye.
Oh, hello, Ginger. What a day.
Well, you're a tired-looking senator, if ever I've seen one, and I've seen one.
Tired, hot, and disgusted.
Well, for that hot, tired feeling, take this chair. There's a breeze at the window. And for that disgusted feeling, well, you know me, always willing to have my ear bent for my country.
Thanks, Ginger. And I appreciate it. Ah, there is a breeze. That Pentagon. What a fantastic structure.
They say a Western Union messenger went in on a Monday morning... Got caught in a red tape and walked out on Friday a full colonel.
Only a colonel? Well, Ginger, look at the time. I'll barely get the mail answered.
Oh, you have an extra hour. I set your dinner date with Senator Higby up to 8 instead of 7.
Well, then I'll have time to go home first and shower. Ginger, how can I prove my undying devotion?
By dropping me off on your way home.
Now I know why you changed my appointment.
Sure, you know me, selfish to the core. Now, want to get started on the mail? It's mostly about the Westlake Hospital deal.
Oh, that... I'm afraid my answers won't cheer them on any.
Oh, no luck at the Pentagon?
It looks hopeless. Well, let's get at it. This one's from a nurse at Westlake Hospital, Mary Briggs.
Oh, what does she say, Senator?
The same as the others. Different phrases, different words, but they all spell one thing. Don't uproot these paraplegics' lives. Don't take them away from the doctors and nurses who understand them, from the homes they own near the hospital. How can you make it clear to them in dollars and cents... It's like telling a kid Santa Claus won't be around this year because you lost your job.
Hey, you better answer those tomorrow. Oh, I nearly forgot. Judge Parker wants you to phone him. I'll get him.
Oh, that's all right, Ginger. I'll get him myself.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Judge.
Oh, Dean. How'd you make out at the Pentagon?
Not very well. I saw Lieutenant Colonel Atkins and Major General Pearson. They both insist that this economy measure is to help build new hospitals. But why close Westlake? I've seen it. It's well-equipped. It's well-staffed.
Dean, all you say may be true, but I'd like to see you drop this pressure against them.
Why? What's the real reason, Judge Parker? There must be something else back of this.
I'm not certain, and you know I never deal in conjectures. But right now, I'm suggesting, as one who's been your friend since you were a small boy, that you leave this problem to be fought out between the proper authorities.
Perhaps you're right. And thank you, Judge. I know you're trying to help me.
Good, good. Give it a lot of thought and then take my advice. Goodbye.
Oh, poor old Judge Parker. Frets over every move I make.
Well, maybe he likes you. People worry about someone they like very much.
Well, I like these folks back home, so let's get at the mail.
Yes, Senator.
Nurse Mary Briggs, Ward A, Westlake Veterans Hospital, etc., etc., etc. Dear Miss Briggs, I am in receipt of your letter of the 14th, for which I thank you. Rest assured, I am more than a little concerned with the situation, namely the removal of the veterans from Westlake Hospital to the North Beach Hospital.
However, although I have tried to intervene, I find that prevailing economic conditions... present an obstacle which prevent me from exerting any influence, regardless of my personal sympathies with the situation. Well, there's your Senator Dean Edwards for you.
Yeah. Economic conditions present an obstacle, he says. Wish he could get a load of my economic conditions. I used up my GI loan on a house. Every dime Jane could save out of allotment checks is sunk into furniture, just so Jane could live near the hospital and I could go home weekends. Maybe live at home later like Roy Stewart and some of the others. Now, what are we supposed to do with the house?
Bill, you mustn't get so worked up. You'll raise your temperature.
A very minor obstacle, Nurse Briggs, compared to what's coming. You might as well read the rest of the letter.
Well, there isn't much else. He sounds very sincere.
Sincere? So is my mother-in-law, but she drives me nuts. And that goes for your Senator Dean Edwards, double in spades.
Hey, what about Senator Edwards? Any news?
Oh, yes, Roy. I just got a letter from him. Oh, hello, Mrs. Stewart.
Hello, Miss Briggs. Well, tell us about the letter. Oh, I'm sorry, Bill. Did I jar the bed?
That's all right, Ann. What do you expect from a woman driver? I do better wheeling the chair myself.
Oh, is that so? Well, in the future, my dear husband, you can get back to the hospital from home yourself.
There ain't gonna be no in the future.
Now, Bill, please.
What's the odds? They might as well know now.
Know what, Bill?
Briggsy, show him the letter.
It's just that... Well, Senator Edwards says there's nothing he can do. Westlake must be shut down.
But why? This is a fine hospital.
North Beach is larger. It's an economic measure.
Yeah, or what Senator Edwards calls an obstacle. And who should know better from obstacles than us? It burns me up after what we went through to get those houses.
Oh, someone will buy them, you'll see.
Yeah, sure. It ought to be a cinch to sell a house that was specially built with ramps instead of steps and doorways 4 inches wider so a wheelchair can go through. And everything laid out to accommodate guys like us. The worst part is that it had to be Dean Edwards that turned us down.
Why? What's so special about him?
Well, he happens to be a wonderful guy. He was captain of my air squadron.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told us the day Briggsy wrote the letter.
Roy, I asked you to write him yourself.
Yeah, well, why didn't you, for Pete's sake?
I don't know. I guess I didn't want him to know about me. So we went through some tough moments, so what? How much can you expect from a friend?
My home. With you in it, for one thing.
I know, honey. If I could have just talked to Dean myself, I know I could have made him understand.
Roy, he'd listen to you. Oh, why didn't I think of this before? Miss Briggs, do you think Dr. Selden would let Roy make the trip to Washington?
What?
Well, not alone, but, well, I'm sure if you went with him...
Oh, I would. I will. We'll go.
And do you know what that would cost?
Oh, yes, probably every cent we have, but I don't care. Oh, darling, please say you'll go.
He'll go. I got $50 says he'll go. That'll pay part of it. The other guys will come in, too.
Well, just in case they can't put me down for $75.
$75? What have you been doing, Briggsy? Selling hot thermometers?
Now, back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edmund C. Hill once again, bringing you the events which snowballed a situation concerning a small group of hospitalized veterans into an avalanche of public opinion and presented a monumental task for Senator Dean Edwards in Washington, D.C.
Senator Edwards' office?
Ginger?
Oh, hello, Mary. The senator's very busy. May he call you back?
Well, it's very important, Ginger.
Well, hold on, I'll tell him. Senator, it's Mary Kincaid.
Okay, I'll take it. No, Miss Kincaid, there's no news about the Westlake Hospital situation.
Just checking, Senator, to get your opinion so I can write about you in tomorrow's news. You know how I love to write about you.
Yes, I know. Now, seriously, in my opinion, Mary, this is an economic must at this particular time.
Well, that's your opinion.
Meaning?
Senator
Meaning
Edwards'
that
office?
I heard a rumor.
Senator?
Excuse me, Mary. Yes, Ginger?
You have another call waiting. His name is Roy Stewart.
Well, tell him I... Roy Stewart? Well, tell him to hold on. Mary, I have another call waiting, but if you'll bring me a fact instead of a rumor...
You bring me the facts, Senator, and I'll print them. You might as well start with Lionel Thomas of the Worldwide Building Corporation. Goodbye, Senator.
Lionel Thomas?
Here's Mr. Stewart, Senator, on the other line.
Oh. Roy, how are you?
Me? I'm fine, only you crossed me up.
What do you mean?
Well, remember how I used to say I'd be glad when the fracas was over so I could drop the captain and sir routine and call you things like stinky?
And that was one of the more polite terms, as I recall.
So now I have to call you senator. Well, I'll do it, but I'm warning you, when you get to Mr. President, I quit.
I'll quit right along with you. Is your wife here?
Yeah, sure.
Well, she's the one I'm anxious to meet at long last. Where are you?
In a drugstore just down the street.
Well, come on up, and be sure and bring Ann.
Dean, I never go anywhere without her. I mean...
You old henpeck.
We'll be right up.
Well, this Roy Stewart must be quite a guy. I haven't seen a smile that size in your face in months.
He is quite a guy. I'm anxious to meet his wife. She'd probably die if she knew I'd read every letter she ever wrote him.
You did? Even the intimate one?
Oh, they made the best reading. And those are two kids I'm going to show the town. I know Roy's crazy about dancing, and Anne is too, probably. So would you please reserve a table at the terrace room for tonight?
For how many, Senator?
Just the three of us, of course.
Yes, Senator. For three.
Meanwhile, I want to phone Judge Parker. Oh, I'll get the number myself, Ginger. Thank you.
Speaking.
Oh, hello, Judge. Dean, have you got a minute?
Any time for you, Dean. What's on your mind?
What do you know about a man named Lionel Thomas, supposed to be head of Worldwide Building Corporation?
Enough to tell you not to tangle with him, Dean. He's a great power.
Here in Washington?
In points north, south, east, and west.
Is there some way he fits into the hospital situation?
Well, not officially, of course, but,
Judge Parker... For once, how about giving me a personal conjecture or two?
Well, as you know, certain groups are lobbying for the building of many more hospitals all over the country.
Oh. And Thomas wouldn't happen to own the land where they're planning these new hospitals, would he?
I don't know. And frankly, Dean, this is something I definitely leave in the hands of the proper authorities.
Otherwise, what?
Thomas and his group will block any other measure you ever endorse or fight for.
Oh, excuse me, Judge Parker. Ginger, that must be the Stewarts. Let them in.
Sure.
Judge Parker, I'll make very certain before I proceed, but...
Hiya, Senator.
Roy, you old... Son of a gun. Come in. Will you excuse me, Judge? Old friends dropped in. I'll call you later. Well, so you're Anne. You're even prettier than your pictures. I always did tell Roy he was a lucky guy.
Look, Dean, I know it was a surprise, maybe a shock, seeing me like this. I should have known better. But let's get it settled now. I'm okay, so you've got nothing to feel bad about.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
Sure, a guy can think sitting down as well as standing up. He can read, listen to music, and later on even hold down a good job.
Of course. And if there's ever anything I can do...
There is. You can stop him from moving us out of Westlake Hospital.
You're at Westlake, Roy?
Me and a lot like me. We're not asking for sympathy, Dean, any of us. All we want is a fair shake.
I've tried to intervene. But economic measures are being taken all over the country. I'm just a small cog in this big Washington machinery.
Yeah, sure, and I've got no right to ask you to stick your neck out.
Yes, you have. You and all the others like you. Senator, I'm not filled with false pride like Roy, so I'm not going to say keep your sympathy. I want it. Badly enough to beg for it if it will help us to hold on to what we have. A home a man can come to and know that he's a husband, not just a medical case.
And for Pete's sake...
It isn't treatment alone that does the trick, no matter how fine your North Beach hospital is. It's sharing long nights with a fellow who's down to his socks with discouragement. A chance to kid him out of his moods and make him know what he means to you. Well, we've got that now. Don't let them tear down all that our little community of wives and mothers has worked so hard to build up.
I'll see what I can do, Anne. I'll do my best. But Dr. Jason, surely you as chief of medical staff can do something here in Washington.
I'm sorry, Senator, but if this legislation for 20,000 new hospital beds goes through, and it seems likely, the closing of Westlake Veterans Hospital will be just a small part of the cuts made in the medical budget.
Is it a good piece of legislation?
Decidedly not. At present, there isn't medical manpower to staff those new hospitals.
But then why, Doctor? Why should they lobby for it?
I'm the wrong one to ask that question, Senator.
Then I'll find the right one.
Well, it's certainly nice of you to invite me to lunch, Senator.
Mary Kincaid, would I hurt your feelings if I admitted it wasn't entirely a social invitation?
Hurt me, yes. Surprise me, no. What do you want to know?
Well, it's about Lionel Thomas. You hinted at something over the phone. How does he fit into this hospital picture?
Well, here's what the grapevine says. Thomas owns all the property on and around the proposed sites for the new hospitals. which means that wherever they build a hospital, Thomas's real estate syndicate will build housing projects, stores, everything needed to accommodate a new community.
All over the country?
Sure. Lionel Thomas not only owns land all over the country, but people, too.
Not all the people. Where's that waiter?
Why don't you just run along? I'll take a rain check.
Well, I would like to see Major General Pearson again, today if possible. You sure you don't mind?
Me? Don't be silly. It's the story of my life.
Oh, I'm sure glad of a lift tonight, Senator.
I feel guilty working you so late.
Oh, I don't mind that. Well, you're not having much luck, are you?
Oh, the trouble is, even if I fight the legislation that Thomas is back of, and I will, I can't do it until after Congress convenes and the measure's brought out on the floor.
And by that time, the removal of Westlake Hospital will have become official, is that it?
Yes. Of all people, why did it have to be Roy and Anne? They're such good... Ginger, there's a car back of us, the green sedan. It's been tailing us ever since we turned off the...
Oh, my God!
What kind of driving do you call that?
I'm sorry, Senator. Guess I got a little too close. You know, my cutting you off like that, that's a lucky accident.
Lucky?
Yeah. So happens I got a message for you from Mr. Thomas. Lionel Thomas. He says it's not nice that you should try and block them from lobbying for all those new hospitals. Says it's not patriotic.
Well, you tell your boss, Mr. Thomas, to fold up his blueprints, because this piece of legislation will never be passed.
I'll take odds on that, Senator.
Senator, it's very nice of you to ask me to lunch, but I hope it isn't because you feel you owe it to me.
You mean because I rushed off the other day? Of course not. How would you like a great big human interest story to run in your paper?
I'd like. What's the pitch?
The Westlake Hospital story.
But you said the incident was practically closed, that in your opinion it was an economic must.
Miss Kincaid, did you know that Roy Stewart, one of the paraplegics from Westlake Hospital, was brought here to Washington by his wife?
No, I didn't. Why?
They came to see me. To ask me to intercede in this matter. You see, Roy's an old friend of mine.
And like everything else, it hurts when it hits home, hmm?
Well, let's say it hurt enough for me to look into the matter more deeply. And what I saw, I didn't like.
Well, I'd hardly say Lionel Thomas made a pretty picture, if that's what you mean. But how do I fit in?
I want you to spread the story of Roy Stewart and his wife all over the front pages, including the fact that their trip was financed by the patients, nurses, and even a couple of doctors at Westlake Hospital.
It's a story.
And you print that story, and it'll make every front page in the country.
And it could provoke enough public indignation to win a certain young senator his point.
Precisely. Will you do it?
You tell those kids to sit tight. I'll be at their hotel in an hour with photographers. Look, I'll have to take a rain check on the lunch.
I'll make it up to you. I promise. And Kincaid, you're wonderful.
Certainly. And I'll tell you something else I am, too, Senator. A girl.
Senator Edwards' office? No, the senator hasn't come in yet. Yes, I'll tell him. Senator Edwards' office? No, sir. Senator Edwards isn't in yet. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Ginger.
Oh, Senator Edwards, this phone hasn't stopped ringing.
I don't wonder. Take a look at these newspapers. Every paper in the country is carrying the story of the Westlake Hospital incident, and they're very sympathetic.
That's nothing. Look at your desk. It's covered with telegrams. Senator, you really started something.
I want to see those. Lewiston, Maine, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Atlanta, Georgia. Ginger, this is more than just keeping a hospital alive. It's the American public and all it stands for. And that's worth fighting for in any senator's book.
And here's the latest news from Washington, D.C. The plan to move the patients at Westlake Veterans Hospital, which has caused so much public indignation during the past week, has been dropped. Furthermore, a special announcement from the White House states that a high-level commission has been authorized to study and coordinate all future hospital and medical care programs. Now for the weather report.
And that, my friends, spells Feeney to the plans of Lionel Thomas.
Oh, Senator, I don't know how to thank you.
Now, don't thank me, Anne. Thanks go to Mary Kincaid. She's the one who put it in the papers.
I'll never forget you, Mary.
Neither will I. Mary, you're a real doll.
Well, thank you. And Roy.
Yeah?
Tell that to the senator, will you? There are some details in Washington he seems to overlook.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power again to say I'm glad I'm an American. Because America is the most generous country in the world. Generous in laughter, in opportunity, and in freedom. Freedom to worship as we please, to vote as we please, and most of all, to dream as we please. Because dreams born in the generosity of America become the mature realities that spread warmth over a cold and troubled world.
Next week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom, USA.